Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ches. We are up to Sif Chaf Aleph, the second to last line on page Kuf Ches. We're about to turn on to page 216. The Mechaber had told us in Sif Chaf that when it comes to the palm branches that you cut them down, having in mind to use them for Sreifa, they are Mukta and they can't be moved. But if you sat on it a little before Shabbos, then it will be mutter to move it on Shabbos. And certainly if you did a Maisa or you did a Machshava Mibod Yom that you're going to sit on it, so then it becomes mutter. Then the Mechaber says in Sif Chaf Aleph, Aval Nidbar Shel Avana, but when it comes to a pile of stones, Afal Pi Shechashav Olav Mibod Yom, Osir Leishav Aleihem. Even if you do the same thing that you did by the Charios, which allowed the Charios to be moved on Shabbos, so you had the Machshav of Mibod Yom, it's still usher to be sitting on the Nidbar Shel Avanim, Elim Kein Limdum, unless you organize them Pirish Sidrum. So you have to actually do a Maisa in order to make the Nidbar Avanim permissible, even though when it came to the Charios, you didn't have to do a Maisa, a Machshav alone was enough. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim the din avonim k'din charios." Some say that the din of the avonim is just like the din of the charios, and the machshava alone is enough. V'chein ikir, that is the ikir halacha. Explains the mishabur in Sivkatan Pezayin. V'hatam, the reason is the charios ika dekaimi liyeshiva v'ika dekaimi leitzim. The nature of these palm branches is that it sometimes is cut off for sitting purposes, and sometimes it's cut off the tree to make it into firewood. V'kan lo nesru elu mipnei machshato shektas. And over here it only became muktzah when you cut it off because you cut it off having in mind to use it for sreifa. Umipnei kach, and because of that, machsheves yeshiva mutziyah mimachsheves sreifa. Having a machsheva from before Shabbos that you can use it for sitting will take it out from the original machsheva you had that you're using it for sreifa. Aval nidbar shel avanim leka dekoil yeshiva. But when it comes to a pile of stones, it's not considered koyli yeshiva at all. Lefikal, therefore, ein machshava mu'ilo la'asosa kli. Therefore, a machshava alone will not be enough to allow it to be considered a kli. V'tzarech ma'isa lochiyal shehen liyeshiva, and you actually have to do an action to show that it's now omid liyeshiva. U'be'inyan zeh, and in our case, ha'ma'isa hu asider. The ma'isa that you are doing is the organizing of the stones. V'imkein, and if so, be'etzim shalonu, our wood nowadays, she'ein omid b'shum pa'am liyeshiva el ha'soka, where the wood that we have cut off a tree is not omid liyeshiva at all, it's only omid to be used for a fire. So nami b'inin shi'asa b'hem ma'isa mibod yom. We also would require that you have to do a ma'isa from before Shabbos, k'mo shekasa b'sifchav beiz le'inyan b'kas d'lo mahani b'mesh hi'ichad al Shabbos zu. As we'll see shortly in Sifchav beiz, that when it comes to a little piece of wood, it doesn't help that which you designated for this Shabbos. Sivkatan peches. So the Mechaber said when it comes to the Nidbar Shel Avanim, even if you had the Machshava from before Shabbos, it is still usher to sit on it on Shabbos. Pirish HaMagen Avram. The Magen Avram explains, the Hainu L'taltalam B'Shabbos K'dei Leishev Aleihem. Although the Mechaber says it would be usher to sit on them, the Magen Avraham explains what the Mechaber really means. It's usher to move them in order to sit on them, meaning they're muktzah. Aval yeshiva l'chuda shari b'chol inyan v'kanal, but just to sit on it, like we discussed in previous shiurim, even if it's muktzah, you would be allowed to sit on it. So when it says here, you wouldn't be allowed to sit on it, it means you wouldn't be allowed to move it in order to sit on it. Sivkatan peites elim kein limdum, unless you ordered them, you made it organized. Miloshna mechaber mashma de bezesh shesidro mibod yom kedei leishav alem hu b'chal ma'ase gemura. From the loshna mechaber, it's mashma that this day you organized the stones from before Shabbos in order to sit on it, that's considered a complete ma'isa. And the meila umutr shuv l'taltlam l'mochar afilu l'hedya, and it becomes totally not muksa that you can move it on Shabbos straight away. Avala Magen Avram mitzadik eshitas Rashi, however, the Magen Avram leans towards the shita of Rashi, which is more machmir, the hasidr lo mahani al kadesh shelo yitzorach liga behem l'mochar. That the organizing of the stones doesn't make them not muksa, it just helps you that you don't need to touch them tomorrow in order to sit on them. Sivkotan Sadi, the Ramah said there are those who say the din avonim is like the din charios and a machshav alone is enough. V'chein ikar, I am b'magen Avram shehisig al haramah. Look on the Magen Avram who takes issue with this Ramah, who svirulei, and the Magen Avram holds the even chomer mecharios. That the even, in fact, like the Mechaber says, is more chomer than the charios. K'mo shekasav b'sivchav beiz, like we'll see shortly in Sivchav beiz, the ba'ina dafka yichad la'olam. That if you want to make it namukta, you have to have a designation for use forever. V'chein mashma. I like the Magen Avram is also the mashmos of the other achronim. Says the Mechaber, "Vayde Sifchav Beis Osur lechasos piachoves be'even o be'bekas." It is osur to cover the opening of a barrel with a stone or a small piece of wood. Oliskor behemes adeles, it's also usher to use the even or the bekas to close up a door. O lahakos ben bebarza, or to knock in a spout that you want to knock into a barrel. Pirish hakona, the reed shemesimim bechavis lahotzi hayayim imenu, that you want to knock a reed into a barrel in order to get the wine out, so you want to make it into a little faucet. So you can use the even or the bekas for any of these things. Afal pi shechoshav aleha mibod yom aser, even though you thought about using it from before Shabbos, it's still going to be aser. El imkein yichado lekach leolam, unless before Shabbos you make a designation that you're using this even or this bekas as a kli now forever, only then it'll be mutter. Avolim yichado l'shabbos zebul vadlo, but if you only designate it for use for this Shabbos, that's not enough to make it into a kli and to make it namukza. V'hani mili bedover she'in darko liyachado lekach kagon hani. These words are true by something that it's not the normal way to be miyachida for this, like what we're discussing over here in the beginning of the sif. But anything that is its normal way to be used in this manner, kigom liftzoabu agozim, for example, to be crushing and to be opening nuts, b'yichud the Shabbos achasagi, then designating it for one Shabbos would be good enough. So the Mechaber is telling us that if it's being designated for something that it's not its normal use, it has to be a designation la'olam. If it's a designation for something that's common for it to be used, so then designating it just for the Shabbos would be enough to take it out of the category of muktzah. V'yesh mi she'omer deloshna, there is a shita that says there's no difference, it always has to be a yichud, a designation la'olam, forever. V'yesh omrim she'tzorach she'yach, some say any mashav is not enough. You actually have to go ahead and do a maisa preparation for before Shabbos to make it out of the category of muktzah. And the Rama says, look in Reish Nun Tes, where we say over there that just the yichud alone is enough, and you do not need a maisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tzadi Aleph Obe V'Kas, V'hu Adinim Rotze Lismuch Bakora Esadeles. The same thing is true if you want to lean using a beam, the door, you want to lean the door against the beam. Tzricha Yichud Kemo B'Kas. In that case also you would need a designation just like the piece of wood. V'oz Ika Toras Kli Aleha, and then the Korah would have a din of a Kli upon it. Sif Katan Tzadi Beis. So we said, even if you were thinking about using it, mi bod yom, from before Shabbos, it's still aser. What were you thinking about, mi bod yom? Lasos ha-pu'ulos ha-ilu b'Shabbos. You were thinking about using it for these uses on Shabbos. V'kol shekein im lo chashav. If that doesn't work, so certainly if you didn't think about it, it's not going to help. Rak sha'osa ha-pu'ulos ha-ilu mi bod yom. But you just did these actions before Shabbos. If you thought about doing them on Shabbos, it doesn't help. So certainly if you only did these actions before Shabbos, it's not going to help it to make an amuktzah. V'lo domi l'charios hanal b'sifchof. And this is not unlike the case that we just mentioned before of the palm branches. The Shom Ika Charios, the Kaimeli Yeshiva, like we mentioned earlier tonight, that there are Charios that are Omid Yeshiva, and therefore that would be considered a normal designation. But here it's not the regular way to designate a stone or a piece of wood for Hishtamshus. The Alkain, and therefore, Ba'inan Shi'iche La'ulam Mi'er Shabbos L'Hishtamish Behem is a Tashmish. Therefore, it has to be that you specified it and you designate it forever. From Erev Shabbos, they're going to use it for a certain use. V'oz Husar Merleim She'muktzah, and only then it will remove from it the state of muktzah. La'olam, it has to be a designation forever. V'im hoya rogil b'yemos ha'chol l'yishtamish b'meza tashmish. The Mishnah Berurah says in Tzadi Gimel, if it was normal during the week to use it for a certain tashmish, sagia afilu l'yichadam b'feirish, that would be good enough to make it namukta, even if you didn't designate it explicitly. V'hai yichud shekasa b'shulchan aruch, and this yichud that we're discussing in the Mechaber, nirida afilu b'machshava ba'alma. It seems, says the Chafetz Chaim, that a machshava alone is enough of a yichud, v'lo bo'inan shi'afarish b'peh, we don't need that you're actually going to speak it out with your mouth. Sif Kadan Tzadi Dal goes, and now which the Mechaber says, but if you only were miyachid for this Shabbos, it's not good enough. Elim kein osa b'hen maisa. Unless you did a maisa, hamochiel sh'omden l'shtamish. If you did a maisa that proves that it's omed for that hishtamshus, that would also be mutter. So either it could be a designation forever to use for a certain use, or it could be that you did a maisa that shows that it's omed for that hishtamshus. That's all, like the Mechaber said, by something where it's not its normal way to be miyachid for that purpose, but if it's something something that is his normal way to mimiachi for that purpose, then a yichud the Shabbos achas is enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Sadihei, velo dami l'sif chaf aleph. It's not similar to sif chaf aleph we discussed the nidbach shel avonim. Tishani hasim she'ein ha'even asuya leishav aleha. That's different over there because the Evan is not made for sitting on. Masha'enkein Hacha, at least those Avanim that are being discussed, are not ones that are normally sat on. Masha'enkein Hacha, which is not the case over here, the Urcha Bahachi. Here we're discussing something where it is its normal way. Lahachi mahani biyichud Shabbos echas, and therefore it's enough to have a designation for one Shabbos. Va'ain mashak asadnu le'el b'simin shin gimel sif chav beiz. Sif katan tzadi vav is going on the last sheet that the Mechaber brought down. Actually, the second shita that Machai wrote down, v'yesh mi she'omer deloshna. There are those who say it doesn't matter if it's usually used for this, or designated for this, or it's not designated for this. Either way, it has to be a designation la'olam. Rotzalomer debishneyam ba'in yichel olam. In both cases, it has to be that you're being miyachidit la'olam. Sivkot and Tzadi Zayin goes on the Ramah, who told us, v'ayin la'el simen reishin and test, debi yichud tzagi, that you don't need a maisa, yichud is enough. Hainu mashem avur esham besiv beiz, this is referring to what's over there in siv beiz, da'afilu ba'avonim tzagi b'yichud olam, even when it comes to the stones discussed over there, it's enough to have a yichud olam without a maisa. Ul'inyan mide de'orche b'hachi, in terms of something where it's its normal way, nira de'b'mekom ha'tzarech, it appears. Then in the case of need, yesh lismuch lahakel, you can rely to be lenient, the sagi b'yichel Shabbos echas, something that it is its normal way, you can rely on the first sheet of the Mechaber, and a designation just for that Shabbos would be good enough. Says the Mechaber, v'ayta sivchav gimel, mutter lachtoch anof min adekam ibod yom, you're allowed to cut down a branch from the palm tree from before Shabbos, u'mutter lohanef bo'al ha'shulchan b'shabbos lavriach hazvuvim, and you're allowed to wave it on the table on Shabbos to chase away the flies. Why is that mutter? Since for a purpose you cut off the tree, so that cutting off of the tree for that purpose makes it a kligomer, and therefore it's not muksa. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Sadiches, Lahavriach, you can use it to chase away the flies. Nirid Huadin Laimalatinokos, it appears that it could also be used if you're using it to scare children. Aval Osir Lomar Laino Yehudi Bishabish Yitloshlo Anof Menamach Bodo Shemichadim Abayis. But it is usher to tell a guy on Shabbos to rip off a branch from the broom that they're using to sweep the house. Unless it was broken off from the broom, which was again used from these palm branches from before Shabbos and was designated for use. Sefkot and Sadi test, you can use it to scare away the zvuvim ubovad sheyizor shelo yahargen be'es ha'avrocha. As long as you're careful that you don't kill the flies when you're chasing them away, you're allowed to chase them away, but you are not allowed to kill them. Sivkot and Kuf, the Mechaber said the reason why these branches are not mukzah is because you cut it off with a purpose in mind and therefore it becomes a kli right away. Zoktem Mishabura lav dafka keshechatocha lutzarech. It doesn't specifically have to be a case where you cut it off initially for that purpose. Dehu adin keshechatocha lusreifa vahavi mukzah. The same thing is true if you cut it off for firewood and it starts off as mukzah. V'achakach yichadu lakach mibod yom. And then afterwards you designate it for use on Shabbos from before Shabbos. Kaven de orechehu. Since it is the normal way to designate it for this purpose to scare away the flies. So mahani yichud l'shabbosu, like we said before, then it helps having yichud just for Shabbos. Kanal b'sivchav beiz. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sivchav Dalad, Pishton Soru, comb the linen, Vitzemer Menupats, and beaten wool. So you have some kind of linen and some kind of wool over here. Shenos in a hamaka that they used to place on a wound. So im choshav aleihem mibodyom lesitam al hamaka. If you thought about it from before Shabbos, that you're going to place these materials on the wound. O she yoshav behem sha'achas mibodyom, or you sat on them for some time from before Shabbos. O she tzvon beshemen. Oil, you dipped it. We'll see. Tzvon normally means dyed. Here it means you dipped it into oil. Any of these cases, the gully daite de lomaka kaimi, you have revealed your thoughts that this material, whether it's the wool or the linen, is only to go on your maka. Osha krochon de meshicha. Or you wrapped it around with some kind of string, litnam al hamaka b'Shabbos, to be able to place it on the maka on Shabbos. Su leis b'hum mishum muktzah. All these things take the wool and linen out from the category of muktzah. Aye, what about refuah? You're putting it on a maka. Umishum refuah nami leka. And in terms of refuah, it's also not a problem. It's not refuah. She'enu elo kmo malbu shele yisratu begada b'maka. Because the whole point of putting on this wool or this linen is so that your garments shouldn't rub against your wound and cause you pain. But it's not actually healing anything, so it's not a problem of refuah. The Mechaber ends off Sif Chav Dalet and writes, V'yesh omrim de lo sagi b'machshava l'chud. Some say that just having machshava, that you're going to use it for your wound, like the Mechaber said in the beginning, some say that is not good enough. Says the Mishaburah Sivkotan Kuf Alephim Choshav, Hatam, the reason is, Hakol kaniskar le'el b'charios sif chof. It's all like we said earlier by the palm branches in sif chof, tekevon shechoshav o'yoshav. Since you thought about using them, or you sat on them, husar me'aleim shemukza, that removes from them the shemukza. Sif katan kuf beiz oshet tzva'on pirish tvolon b'shemen, like we said, you dipped it into oil. Because the targum of vitoval is tzaba. So tzaba over here doesn't mean you dyed it, it means you dipped it into the oil. Sif katan Kuf Gimel B'Shabbos. So one of the ways that we said it becomes Namukta is if you wrapped it around with a string in order to put it on the Makkah on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Kuf Gimel, Ophi Masha Kosov L'El B'Siv Chav, according to what we said earlier in Siv Chav, Hu Adinim Choshev L'Idim Al HaMakkah B'Chol, it doesn't have to be specifically that you plan on putting it on the Makkah on Shabbos, even planning to use it on the Makkah on Chol would be good enough to make it no longer Mukta. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Kovdalo, the Machaber ended off and said, some say that Machshava alone is not enough. Ayin Magen Avram, Shehiksha al Machaber, look in the Magen Avram who questions the Machaber. Vidaito de Lukuya Masagi be Machshava. The Magen Avram is under the impression that according to everyone, Machshava alone is enough. Ubel Yiraba Yishev Kushoso, however, El Rabba answers his Kasha. Ayin Shom. Says the Machaber Vaitis of Chav, hey, Oros Yaveshim, you have dried skins. Bein shal uman, bein shal balabayas mutla taltalim, whether they belong to a professional or they belong to a balabayas, these leathers, these skins that are dry are not mukta, so they can be moved. The Rama says, V'yesh omrim dafka oros behem agasa. The Rama says, some say it's dafka, the skins of a large animal, the chazu leishav aleim, they're thicker and therefore they're fit for sitting on. Those are not mukta. Avami behem adaka usr. However, if from a behem adaka, the skins are usr. Elim kein choshev leishav aleim ibodyom, unless you actually thought about sitting on them from before Shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Kufay oros yveshim. The Mechaber notice was only Mechalik between Yavish and not Yavish. He was not Mechalik between the types of animals. So therefore the Mishabura says, if the Oros are Yavishim, it's Mutter even if the skin is from a Behemadaka. Velachim, and the skins that are moist, the lo chazir liyeshiva, which are not fit for sitting on, Aser b'shneim, they're Aser, whether it's Behemagasa or Behemadaka. Elohim kein, chishav alem, liyeshiva b'od yom, unless of course, like the Rambam says, you thought about it from before Shabbos, then even the wet skins will be mutter. Videya shnia, and the second opinion, which is the Rama's opinion, Svirla holds, the ain chiluk, that there is no chiluk between a dry skin and a wet skin. The bain be evasion, ubain balachim shari bagasa, whether it's wet or it's dry, it's going to be mutter if it is from a behemagasa. Ava badaka, but from a small animal, ba'in al chishev, then we badafka need that you thought about sitting on it, bain balachim, bain be evasion, whether it's wet or it is dry. So basically, the mechaber is mechalik between whether it's yavesh or lach. He does not differentiate between behemagasa and behemadaka. And the Rama Fakert, he only differentiates between behemagasa and behemadaka. He's not mechalik whether it's yavesh or lach. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Kuf Vav. The Mechaber said it doesn't matter whether the Oros Yaveshim belong to an Uman or a Balabayas, they're still not Muksa. After Stamayhu Omdos Etzlalu Mechira, even though an Uman has these skins and they're Stam Ome to be sold, Afilu Hachi still, Lo Amrinan Behem Dekopet Alayo Milishtamish Behem, we don't say that he's Makbet not to use them, and therefore it would not be considered Muksa Mamas Husar and Kiss, like we discussed earlier about merchandise, and therefore it is not Muksa. Sivkotan Kuvzayin Yesh Omrin Dafka, this is going on the Shita of the Mechab of the Ramah, that the chiluk is only whether the animal skins are from a behemagasa or from a behemadaka. The ha'ikar kedeya harishona, zakta mishabura, the ikar shita is the shita of the mechaber, the tolo rak liyaveshim, that it all depends on that being dry. If they're dry, they are not muksa. The oz mutter bein ba'avudim bein she'enim ba'avudim, as long as they're dry, it doesn't matter if they were tanned already or they were not yet tanned, it will not be muksa. The Rama said, but if it was from a behemadaka, it would be aser elohim kein choshev, unless you considered using it from before Shabbos. V'im nesanon la'utzer l'schor, if you put it into storage to be used as merchandise, tzrichim yichud dafka, then it needs specific designation. Kemo shekosav reish simen reish nantes, like we saw earlier in simen reish nantes. If you look at note 114, the second paragraph, he writes, Ubizmanenu nowadays, Kasavarach HaShulchan, She'en Anu Regilim Klal HaSheves Al Kol Sugi HaOros. Nowadays, we don't sit on any types of skins. V'al Kein Muktzahem, and therefore all skins are Muktzah. Elohim Kein Yichadam L'kach M'vodiyom, unless, of course, they were designated as seats from before Shabbos. And finally, let's see, Sif Chavav, Nisarim Shal Balabayas Mutil Taltalam. Boards that belong to a Balabayas are not Muktzah, you're allowed to move them. V'shal Uman Aser, but from a professional, his wood boards are aser. Elim kein chashav alem mibodiyom liten alem pas lorichim otash meshacher. Unless, of course, the Uman thought from before Shabbos that he's going to use these boards to put bread on for guests or from other use. So if he had a machshava to use it for a permissible way, then it becomes mutter. Otherwise, then the sarim of an Uman are aser. Says the Mishabura sekatan kuftes and shuman aser. The buhu kaped ha Uman shalei eskalkalu. When it comes to wood boards, there the Uman, let's say he's doing construction, so there he's makbid that it shouldn't get ruined, and therefore it's Muktza. And the boards of merchants that put them away in storage to sell, and it could be those are also Muktza and they can't be moved, the kapti alayu, because they're makbid on them gamkin as well, just like Uman is going to use them for building is makbid, they shouldn't get ruined, they shouldn't get bent, so too the person who's going to sell them also could be makbid about the same thing, and very possibly it's going to be Muktza. Afa gav de lohe chalikon beritoni, even though it was not yet smoothed out with this kli called the rihitoni, still he might be worried shemi yiskalklu v'yisakmu, and therefore very likely it would be muktza. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Siv Chav Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.